This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1813. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded February 18th, Bougainville, Brazil, China, Cuba, Ethiopia, Germany, Greece, Guatemala, India, Indonesia, Iran, Iraq, Kashmir, Kurdistan, Peru, Philippines, Russia, South Carolina, Spain, Tanzania, Turkey, Uganda, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, even more about the reactivated NBC Bougainville, Papua New Guinea. As we reported last week, it came back at least for initial tests in early February, but it was missing for at least a week before it showed up again on February 16th, reports Ron Howard in California, 3325. He heard it between 1327, and it was still going at 1503 UT, which of course is well into the night there. They were relaying NBC National Radio from Port Moresby after 1401. The next day, February 17th, Ron Howard says he was hearing two stations on 3325 at tune-in 1237, the other one, of course, being RRI Palangkaraya, Indonesia. But by 1305, Bougainville was off, leaving only the Indonesian on that occasion. So the hours for Bougainville seemed to be widely variable. Not hearing anything on their day frequency 6020, which they previously tested into the night, but once they settle down, we assume that'll actually be only on the air in their local daytime, possibly around 22 until 07 UT, as Ian in Australia suggests, or 21 until 08, suggests Mauno Riitala in Finland. In any event, before and after that span, they would be on the night frequency 3325. Someone who runs an anonymous blog called London-Shortwave, rather interesting, mostly about shortwave music, asked me if I know what has become of Radio Nacional Brasilia on 6180, which he or she used to get well in the morning hours in the UK, and of course with lots of nice Brazilian music. I said the transmitter was probably moved to 11780 because the one previously on that frequency had been acting up for quite a while. And we don't miss it in North America because 6180 interfered with Mexico on 6185, while we still have excellent reception on 11780. Well, now Rodney Johnson in Nevada says he's heard 6180 again from Radio Nacional Brasilia, February 17th at 07:39 with a fair signal. Possibly it's only on the air in their mornings, since when I checked in our evenings at 23:24, no 6180, but still very good on 11780.1. We previously reported that the Chinese military number station, designated VC-01, had landed on the exact same frequency as the Japanese propagational experimental station, JG-2XA, 5006. But now, Ron Howard says, the Chinese number station has moved away to 3519 USB, heard February 11th from 1220 onward, thanks to a tip from Hiroyuki Komatsubara in Japan. This may be yet another anomaly from Radio Havana, Cuba, but if you're interested in their Esperanto broadcast, weekly on Sundays, on February 14th, I found it in progress at 2145 UT on 11880, a frequency scheduled to be in Portuguese, and maybe it is on the other days of the week. And that's an hour earlier than the scheduled time for Esperanto, 2230 on Sundays on 17730. The future of Radio and TV Marti is up in the air, says a Miami Herald report of February 14th. Thanks to Mike Terry for sending that on to us. It says, in a surprise move, the U.S. government announced plans for possible establishment of a Spanish-language grantee to perform the functions of the Office of Cuba Broadcasting, overseeing Radio and TV Marti. Though federal officials who made the announcement did not provide specific details, some observers speculated the move could mark the first concrete step to modify the arrangement under which Radio TV Marti has been operating since established under President Reagan in the 1980s. This is a little more than a year after President Obama ordered the restoration of diplomatic relations with Cuba. Cuba has continued to press a number of demands, including the shutdown of Radio and TV Marti. The announcement stirred alarm among employees in Miami. A journalist who asked not to be identified said he and his colleagues feared losing their federal benefits in case of a privatization of operations. The Marti journalist said this has to do with rapprochement toward Cuba, one of the things Cuba has always demanded. They don't want to say they're shutting it down in order to save face with the Versailles crowd, as in the French city. But at the same time, they could now say that it is not the government doing it if taken to task over it. Reference to the Versailles crowd was a symbolic allusion to Orthodox or traditional Cuban exiles who typically oppose Cuban policies or U.S. policy changes toward Cuba. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria keeps track of a lot of clandestine broadcasts to Ethiopia and vicinity. Here's some info about one of them, as relayed via SPC or SPL in secret land, which he means is Bulgaria. Transmissions of Radio Wara Wangilachi via secret broad are probably canceled. There was no signal, at least, February 6th and 13th when scheduled on Saturdays, 15 to 15:30 on 15515. However, Kai Ludwig points out it's still shown on the schedules at Nexus IBA. And this website has archived programs for the past week. It's www.uoece.org. So he says this means we should not rule out the possibility they would still like to have their broadcasts transmitted on shortwave. Rich Ray in Chicago checked February 13th at 15 UT and found no signal either, though normally it's fairly good copy at his location. As we mentioned, here's some confirmation, or at least agreement, about the annual broadcast of Radio Imrang. In Kumradiex, Alokesh Gupta forwards an item from Caroline Mesnier via Euroradio, saying that Radio Imrang will broadcast Sunday, February 21st from 16 to 17 UT on 15215 in German, English, and Frisian. It broadcasts only once a year in the lower German language via facilities of media broadcast, meaning now in Germany. Radio Umrang announces as the free voice of Frisian people from Amrum Island in Germany and includes station IDs in English. Ivo Ivanov agrees about this, saying it's a 250-kilowatt transmitter at now in Germany, aimed 300 degrees for Eastern North America. That's an unusual broadcast in itself, apparently for the diaspora of Frisians around New York. In Free Radio Weekly, Joe Filipkovsky in Rhode Island reports The Voice of Greece on 6950 AM, except it's Voice of Greece, a pirate, February 6th, 1936, until off at 2013. They're playing tunes from the movie Greece, but signed off with the interval signal and music from The Voice of Greece. Regarding the alleged mysterious technology, which is allowing Radio Verdad in Guatemala to put a strong signal all over the world on 4055. Dr. Madrid there says he's got some reception reports claiming that people in Japan and Bolivia are now picking it up with a good signal even in the daytime. Yet there's no explanation about how this is possibly accomplished, as he says, without the use of a shortwave transmitter, but somehow via computers. Ken Zick in Michigan wonders if they're actually talking about something, a very old technology, carrier current, which used to be, and perhaps still is somewhere, employed to bring radio to college campuses by using the power lines around the area as an antenna. But If that's being done here, it would be very spotty and inefficient. It's still up to the so-called alliance to prove what they're doing is possible and explain how it is being done. Of course, Wi-Fi is spreading everywhere, and any station could be audible that way, but the frequency 4055 would have nothing to do with it. On February 12th and 16th, a few minutes before 14 UT, I could detect a barely audible carrier on exactly 4896 kHz, and nothing on 4895. That's an easy way to log a station without hearing anything more. All India Radio in Kurseong, which has previously jumped 1 kHz off frequency, and Ron Howard confirms that is exactly what has happened on these occasions, but it doesn't happen every day. On February 15th, we heard them back on 4895. It's just a coincidence, but looking through my old logs, I found that February 12th of 2013 was also a date when they were 1 kHz off, as Ron had reported. And Ron Howard in California says it's a very rare day indeed to have a decent signal here, along with nice audio level, from the Voice of Indonesia on 9525.0. February 17th was such a day. But wait, what could VOI do to mess up this truly unique reception? They aired two audio feeds simultaneously, both in English and out of sync by over 1 minute, resulting in a mess from 1318 past 1340 UT. And here's another mistake. Wojciech Zaremba in Poland says the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran was on the wrong frequency for the Azeri broadcast at 1420 to 1650, February 11th. Should be on 7360 according to schedule, but somebody punched it wrong at the transmitter site in Zahedan. Actually heard on 7306. Our contributor in Baghdad, Iraq, Ed Sylvester, made a band scan of what he could hear on medium wave there the afternoon of February 14th, around 14 UT, besides a number of Iranian signals. These are the Iraqi active frequencies he reports. In Arabic, of course, but he translates some of the names. First off, a listed frequency 675 was not heard on 792 Iraqi State Radio in Baghdad. On 999 Radio Bilad with Quran. On 1053 Radio As-Salam, including commercials and drama. On 1116 Radio Dar As-Salam, an Islamic program. On 1179, Voice of Iraq, or Sawt al-Iraq, Sawt al-Iraqin. And that's as far as we go. Thanks, Ed Sylvester in Baghdad. Kashmir Nan, following last week's report, I was able to hear a very poor S5 signal on 7030 a.m., February 11th at 1319 past 1325, presumably the Voice of Jammu and Kashmir Freedom Movement. According to the World Radio TV Handbook, this comes out of a Radio Pakistan Islamabad transmitter. I was listening to 9400 Denga Kurdistania, the clandestine for Turkish Kurdistan, February 13th at 1432, and surprised to hear an impassioned speech by a woman in German, seemingly a political rally with a crowd cheering, and originating in Mannheim, Germany. 5 minutes later, they went back to Kurdish, not having done any translation. Wolfgang Büschel in nearby Stuttgart says, each weekend we see these Kurdish national protest rallies against Turkish dictator President Erdogan and other Turkish politicians in Germany and in Sweden, protesting the civil war. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1813. Our website brings you a lot more info, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from someone who writes, I wish to anonymously send you my small token of appreciation for your many tireless years of service to the shortwave listening hobby and radio industry in general. This came via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also send a check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684. ENID, OK, 73702. Via Hardcore DX, Daniel Williams in Mato Grosso reports hearing the way out of band Peruvian on 5460. Radio Bolivar in Bolivar La Libertad, playing traditional Peruvian music at a fair signal. February 12th at midnight, 37 UT. Ron Howard in California reports Radio Pilipinas, 17700, February 17th from 0305 until off at 0330. Well above average reception. It's more fun in the Philippines, they said, telling of advantages of retiring there. Also on 15640 and 17820, all of them with fair signals. That's an external service. We wish we could hear well deeper into North America. Too bad that the Voice of the Philippines does not insist on using the Greenville transmitter site instead of the IBB Tenang site in the Philippines for this purpose. The English Sesquiar starts at 0200. Actually, they could do it via Tenang, as there are many such transmissions easily heard here, although hardly intended for us. They have one antenna aimed at Korea, 21 degrees, which is just about right, for North America as well, far beyond Korea. And even if it's not on that antenna, we can hear it well in our mornings, which would be a good time for the English service to be aired, their evenings. For example, February 16th at 14:02, I was hearing Radio Svoboda, Novosti. That's Radio Liberty in Russian on 11890. Via the Tenang Philippines site, aimed almost northward from there. Thanks for the shout-outs from Brother Hysterical. I've had numerous reports that he was referring to me by name on various dates from February 4th to 11th at least. It was probably a single rant repeated over and over. It seems he may be somewhat amused to have been called Brother Scare among shortwave listeners. But I don't think he understands what we mean by Brother Scare. It's not that we're scared of him. It's that he's trying to scare the world about the end times he imagines. Tobias Squared in Germany has been hearing some CW or Morse code signals on medium wave frequencies from Spain. Rather like the RRs we hear from Radio Reloj in Cuba. But what he hears are, for example, on the COPE frequency 1296 kHz, 1 kHz tone, spelling out in Morse code COPEGOL twice. Yes, that's when somebody scores a goal in a silly ball game. And the other Spanish network, SAER, only one channel below, on 1287, usually sends G-O-L four times. From Spain, Jose Miguel Romero Romero forwards a story from allafrica.com. Tanzania government suspends TV and radio stations. Apparently it's a matter of paying their license fees, mostly concerning FM and TV stations, but on the list is Radio Free Africa. That's the widely heard 50-kilowatt medium wave station on 1377. Well, at least it's frequently reported from Europe, but it also has an FM network. I had thought the Voice of Turkey had deleted their old 26-note interval signal on a keyboard. Between foreign language services, they have a different interval signal now. But I ran across it. February 15th at 0453 on 9700. That's prior to their Turkish language service. There it was for a couple of minutes, and it may have started a few minutes before that. Then they went into their national anthem at 0455 and signing on at 456. So it was a great pleasure to hear that IS again, although the one preceding it, the same melody but with variations, was even better. I wish they would still broadcast that. Possibly this appears before some other Turkish language broadcasts, or maybe not, since they are continuous, although changing frequencies throughout the day, between 05 and 2200. Anyhow, this one is ideal for reception in North America. 0453 on 9700. Thanks to Eike Bierwirth in Germany for forwarding news from the German language ADX mailing list about a new Ugandan opposition radio on shortwave. It's Uganda Diaspora P10, that's P10 radio, daily at 16:30 to 17 UT on 15405 in English. Transmitter site not given, but I bet it's somewhere in Europe or Africa. Furthermore, there were special broadcasts to be on the air apparently for Election Day only, February 18th, Thursday. Additional broadcasts. In case you're hearing this in time, they are 03 to 06 on 9490, 09 to 11 on 17840, 13 to 16 also 17840, and 16 to 19 UT on 15880. Thanks to Patrick Robich for forwarding the schedule. The website is www.ugandadiasporap10.org. Their objective seems to be prevention of vote rigging, as well as victory for Mr. Besigye and his Forum for Democratic Change. This was first reported on 15405 by Horst Merlich in Hungary on February 16th. From Mount Orijala via Alan Pennington, British DX Club, an update to that Ugandan special on February 18th between 03 and 06, 9685 instead of 9490, and maybe the following morning at 04 to 06. Rick Barton in Peoria, Arizona, reports an unusual catch. A beacon sending the letter A and CW every 10 seconds on 2097.3 kilohertz. He heard it February 16th at 1000 UT and says, I've been told an operator is running this beacon from near Quartzsite, Arizona. He has good reception not too far away with a long random wire on his R8. About the U.S. Government Broadcasting Board of Governors budget proposal for 2017, the article in Radio World we mentioned last week, Kai Ludwig comments, there's no detailed report for the public this time. BBG itself only posted a short 11-page summary. But these were interesting to read. They provided insights of various kinds. Now the public is supposed to be content with PR puff, or what, he says. The summary mentions that the transmitter sites that are to be closed, or rather realigned, are in Europe and Asia, which at least narrows things down insofar as neither Greenville nor the African facilities are affected. But the other way around, Biblis and or Lampertheim in Germany are definitely on the hit list. Now some items about scheduling and reception of this very program, World of Radio. In Free Radio Weekly, a pirate is reported to have relayed World of Radio on 6935 a.m., February 7th, around 2130 UT, according to Joe Filipkowski in Rhode Island. Also reported by Ron Hunziker in Pennsylvania, the World of Radio ended at 2110 UT. That was on a Sunday. The new Monday through Saturday airings of World of Radio on WBCQ 9330 at midnight 30 UT I found to be very weak here in Oklahoma, and I must conclude that WBCQ is temporarily running low power on that frequency, since their nearest shortwave station to there, WINB Pennsylvania 9265, is putting in quite a good signal at the same time. Here's a new one on me on Friday, February 12th at 2330 UT. DXer's José Ronaldo Xavier in Brazil was hearing World of Radio, WRMI 5950. That's a block which was supposedly family radio in Spanish, so I don't know if it was a one-off or a permanent change, but it's still not on their schedule. On February 17th, WRMI overhauled its frequency schedule, which of course mostly now concerns the Overcomer Ministry. No longer are there low frequencies running all day or higher frequencies running all night, but their pairs, as is more appropriate for night and day service, and one new frequency, 6915, which was immediately discovered by Pirate DXers, but it's not a pirate. It's a 24-hour service from WRMI. All the changes impact World of Radio this way. The 21 to 22 UT block of other RMI programming, including World of Radio, has moved from 7570 to 13695. And that's on the antenna aiming northwest right across North America, making for much improved reception in our part of the world, including World of Radio, Thursdays at 2100 and Fridays at 2130. The latter time when we're also on the northeast antenna, 15770. Tobias Squared in Germany finds the frequency change for Hamburger Lokalradio an improvement for the Saturday 0730 broadcast of World of Radio, 6190 instead of 7265. And also reported by Nino Marabello in Treviso, Italia, at 0729 UT, it starts a minute early with fair reception, SINPO 25533 on the 13th of February. Reminder that we are on the Gateway 160-meter radio newsletter, WA0RCR, 1860 kHz AM from Wentzville, Missouri. Nominal time is UT Sundays at 0415, but it varies a bit depending on other programming. On February 14th, we started at 0422, and the first airing in the afternoon is around 2030 UT. Its coverage area at night is much greater than the circle shown on their website map. Now that James Branham has two different hours on WBCQ 7490, he says, I'm aiming for 2 hours to be original programming, but I may include some reruns if necessary. That's UT Fridays at midnight to 01 and Saturdays at 22 to 23. On February 13th, he surprised us with an all-music show, which he says is interfaith, airing music and sometimes spoken word from a different faith, ethical, philosophical tradition each week. This week's episode was almost entirely from the Jewish tradition. Next month, it's likely going to be secular pop music from the Islamic world, including an Oklahoma Muslim who has made a name in country music. You need to check his website each week for the ever-changing variety of programming, broadspectrumradio.com. From HFCC via Ivo Ivanov, a couple of interesting new registrations. A new frequency for WBCQ 3250 between 23 and 05 UT, but when will they actually use it? And WMLK Pennsylvania has registered new 9275 at 17 to 22 UT. That's the Assemblies of Yahweh station, which has been inactive for many years, but supposedly fixing up a new transmitter. So possibly this indicates they are closer to coming back on a new frequency, since WINB has occupied their old one, 9265. Propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices 5 and 2, February 21st to 29th, peaking at 15 and 4, March 1st and 6th. Solar flux peaking at 120 on March 1st. That's World of Radio 1813. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.